Phlebotoming, Getting to Know Your Bodily Functions by Stephen Lavender. It's impossible to meaningfully discuss bottoming without addressing the elephant in the room. That elephant is feces. If you're somehow too squeamish or offended by the subject, we understand. For anyone else interested in learning more, please listen on. Getting to know your bodily functions and working with them will change your bottoming life. There are lifelong bottoms that have never relaxed during sex for the fear of their bowels opening on a top's penis. It means they are in a state of constant anxiety and hypervigilance, partially to fully clenching pelvic floor muscles in an attempt to avoid defecating on someone. That is no way to enjoy yourself. The first thing you need to understand is digestion and what is normal for you. It takes between 2 and 5 days for food to pass through you. That being said, there's an enormous range of toileting schedules that are considered to be within normal limits. 3 times a day to 1 or 2 times a week can be considered normal. You have to know your toileting schedule and what is normal for you. Here is a list of must-address toileting to-dos. Know your toileting schedule. If you're not regular, the consistency of your stool is not formed and cigar-shaped, or if you're feeling like you're not completely empty, take fiber pills. You'll almost certainly not be able to stomach enough roughage for it to be effective. Fiber pills also help decrease gas. There are many fiber products available. One very popular product is Pure for Men. It's a blend of all natural ingredients including chia seed, aloe vera, flax seeds, and psyllium husk, which provides the benefit of both soluble and insoluble fiber. There are additional health benefits to getting enough fiber, including reduced cholesterol and blood sugar. The regime is very simple. 1. Take the product 2 times a day, and 2. Take the product with 16 ounces of water. Each time you open your bowels, you should try to completely empty. If you want to make sure, use a bulb enema as directed with no more than 100 milliliters volume. Now comes a warning. Using any form of enema should be restricted to the times you feel the need for extra assurance of cleanliness before bottoming. Enemas or douches should not be used casually or for normal everyday toileting. Doing so can cause your bowel to become dependent on enemas to evacuate stool. Don't overdouche. Too much water can dry out the lining of your bowel. Excessive volumes of fluid can stretch your bowel over time, leading to many issues including chronic constipation and altered nerve control over the defecation process. It's not necessary to perform a high colonic irrigation. A gentle rinse of the terminal end of the bowel is all that's needed. The desire to open your bowels is a common feeling with penetration. If you have consolidated your stool by adding fiber and enough water, feel empty and clean after opening your bowels, douched or not, the feeling should pass after some time as there is no material present. Gain more confidence and understanding about this feeling and try stimulating your anal canal and rectum with your finger or a dildo after you have completed your preparation. If you feel like you need to defecate, it will be because of one of two things. It will simply be a reflex that feels like you need to defecate and will stop when your body realizes you are completely empty, or you are not effective in one or more of your preparation steps. If you need help, don't waste valuable time. Our team is here to help you reach your goals. Contact us to learn more about our services for gay and bisexual men or schedule a free phone consultation with us here at Maze. To get in touch with us, give us a call at 646-380-2600. That's 646-380-2600, or click here on the link to send us an email through our website.